for today. We thank him for his mercies. I know we came here with different purposes. Some of us came to because we have one new pair of clothes, so we want to show it up. Some of us came to hear the word of God. Some of us came to encounter God. We are entering into the most serious time of our gathering today. I entreat you to be seated. Put your phones away. I ask the ushers that please do not let people come in as I bring the word of God as a distraction. Let's be seated and let's hear the word of God this morning. Thank you. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for your goodness in our lives. We thank you for your visitation, and we thank you for your presence from start of our service to now. Father, we pray that, Lord, today reveal yourself to us in a different way. Father, may we know you for ourselves. Lord, speak to us. And I avail myself this morning, O God, that, Father, you speak through me with fire and power. I pray that, Lord, speak to your children. And let us leave you as people who have had an encounter with you this morning. We bless your name, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I thank the leadership of the church for giving me this honor to come your way this morning to share the word of God with you. Our theme for today is knowing the time. Knowing the time. Knowing the time. And as I was preparing the message, there was a song that just came to me. It's a very famous and popular song here by the singing band. And so my message for you today is that you pay attention and listen to what the word of God says, because Christ is coming and Christ will come soon. And we don't know when he is coming, but he is coming. And you want to say, Onuya mi bisa wa sembi tiye no ye. Gene onye. Ofira no betu wa. Akunta pa ben na ubebu. Mi bisa wa sembi. Getting ready to have a child, they prepare themselves because they know there is a time. Time in this instance is being referred to, or time in here is a verb. It's being referred to as a verb, meaning that a plan or an action that will happen or that must be done. Something that must happen or that must be done. So knowing the time means that you will a bribi ewo hwa sesi bibi esi. A bribi ewo hwa sesi bibi esi. Na no na mpenifo ade ebisa ense menu mie no ye nni mu sa ebre no sa ade no sesu isia na. You and I don't know what it is, but there are some things that are very constant in life that you and I cannot avoid. Death is imminent. Hallelujah. Death is imminent. Whether you and I will like it or not, it's going to happen to us. When it happens, you and I don't know. When it happens, you and I, we have no clue. This week, or you know, last week, we all had a tragedy that happened in Ghana. People who just got up in the morning, going to work, doing their normal activities, doing what they like to do, doing what they enjoy doing, if they have said goodbyes to their spouses. And they did not return. They did not know that time. If they knew that time, say, enemi koi mewa, perhaps they may have changed their mind. But because they didn't know, they just got up and did what they normally do. You and I don't know when Christ is coming. We don't know that instant that Jesus Christ will come. But judgment will come upon you and I. Atemu edaho ema menu emienu. Inti etwase menu mienu isisie ho. Si enimu se atemu edaho ema menu mienu dia. Ene se ye ye ebre. Edi sisie ho. Sene beya ofiera no eba. We would have been prepared. Hallelujah. When a student is preparing for an exam, whether it's an SAT, whether it's LSAT, whether it's medical school, MCAT, whatever it is, the student prepares him or herself for that day, because that student knows there is a time, and that time is a time to take that exam. So every period leading up to that time, the student is preparing. They are studying. They will carve out time. They will say to themselves, you know, every day I'll spend about 1 hour, 2 hours studying, preparing myself, because I want to be successful. So that's what they do. On the night before the exams, they probably go to sleep a little early so that they have enough rest, because they may have 3 to 4 hours ahead of them where they have to sit still and write the exams. And so for them to be prepared and fresh, they'll sleep a little early. They get up the morning of their exams, they will have a good breakfast. Again, because there is about 3 or 4 hours that they have to sit at a confined area and take that exams. So that student wants to make sure that they've had, you know, good breakfast, so that while taking the exams, they don't pass out. These are all preparations towards the time. That time of that exams, that student is preparing. Hallelujah. Do you remember the time when you were going to get married? When you set the date? You are preparing. What to wait. Now, prior to that, there was nothing happening, because you didn't have anything to do, because there was no time set for you to get married. But once you set a time, you begin to prepare yourself. Put a wedding ring. You go to the place, the reception area, just to make sure that the place is set. You go to all the other places. Some people, during the time, they'll go to the gym, they'll exercise to trim down a little bit. And the Madame Fubia, no kwako worry. They be a no call park, so no 2 mirika at all. Send a beer, and so everything, send a beer, reducing. Because the person is getting ready for that time. The person is preparing for that time. So the person knows that there is a day coming that I will be presented to people. Therefore, I need to look good. Therefore, I need to look presentable for that day. So if you and I know there is a day coming for judgment, shouldn't we be prepared and look good before our Maker, so that when our Maker comes, we are as fit as possible. We are looking presentable. We are looking gorgeous. Or do we want our Maker to come and find us wretched? The interesting thing is that if I know the day that my Maker will come, I will probably live a very reckless lifestyle. Because I know I can live a reckless lifestyle until the day or until the night before he shows up. So that night, if I know my God is going to show up tomorrow, tonight, I'll prepare myself. I'll make sure I have good food. I'll make sure I take shower. If I usually don't take shower when I'm going to sleep, you know, I just got to be ready for my Maker, right? So I'll take shower. I'll prepare myself. I'll make sure I have my, you know, my favorite food and do all of that. If he said, me, train in Buffalo. Now, Oba or China, Oba, Banuma, I ready. And Oba, and Awa, Awa, too, no, I'm farming Edeko. If all of us know, I am very sure that that's how we will live our lives. But in the absence, or because we are not privy to that information, we've got to prepare for that day. We have to prepare for that day. Do you remember when, you know, perhaps you first got your visa coming to US? I can guarantee you that you probably, I know mine, you know, I went to the American Embassy, I gave, you know, I got my visa, and I've never taken a drop-in before. From Saturday, so prepare me for a drop-in, it will go straight to my house. Because I knew a day was coming for me to come to the land of many opportunities. So my passport, I have to protect my passport. So me fire dropping from the American Embassy straight to my house. And when I got home, oh boy, I tucked it away nicely. Because if it rains too high and the ceiling gives up, I'm in trouble. Because to get another time to go to the American Embassy for another visa is a whole another different story. So I was protecting it. I wasn't being reckless. I was protecting it very well. Are you protecting your life for the coming of our Lord? You and I, are we protecting our lives for the coming of our Lord? And as we stand here and we say the coming of our Lord, some of you may be shaking their head, oh, yatisa, ya kamwa samusa, yesu ya kaza babenyen, nefritema, ya nananamu, ya kamwa samusa. But children of God, people of God, let me remind us again, God is a faithful God. And this is what happened. He promised Jesus. And guess what happened? He gave us Jesus. He said Jesus Christ would die. And guess what? Jesus Christ died. And he said after his death, he will rise up again. And guess what? He rose up again. And so, if he says that he will come again to judge us, are you questioning that? Because events that precedes to his coming again, that were promised, all of it has been fulfilled. And you think that his coming again will not come true? It surely will come. I wish I knew the day that will happen. I don't know. You also don't know. But we ought to prepare ourselves. We ought to prepare because of that time. And you and I don't know. Because of that time that you and I had no clue. In our first Bible reading from Psalm 82, we saw a people who were living a reckless lifestyle. Leadership were oppressing the poor. Sin was very normal. People forgot that judgment will come, that judgment will be at hand. It's not different from our world today. That is exactly what is happening today. We live our lives anyhow. Really? Your own life? Yeah, we get that. But when judgment comes and you appear before the judgment seat of the Most High God, then you tell the judge that it was my own life. And let's see what happens. That was a time back then. Obia Bonnie Brasson or PBM. And I mean, you're different. We call white as gray. When we see white, we say, oh, this thing looks like it's grayish, and shed on your white. We call evil as good. It's very plain. We see it, but we call it good. I didn't have one here, but you know, you will find a way to, you know, polish it, wrap it, and you know, just say that it was okay. And rabbi, baby, I'm no mean your cotton eye, a phobia, a good deal, a same year, a poor kind. Even the place that some of us slept yesterday, you know, it was not the rightful place, but you went there, you slept because. You don't know the time. Because if you knew the time that while you were in that place and judgment happened, your situation would be bad. It's time for us to wake up and know that there is a day of reckoning and prepare ourselves. I want to see my Lord, and I'm sure you also want to see your Lord. But don't let us have the days, the time, the amount of time, the money, the resources that we spend here be wasteful. I ready be banon. Na ye siesie ho. Na bia wafa baby. Na bia wotwa ho kakra. Satam na mana na irade e banon. Empire boy and then Anopane said, in you know, I bring a Bibiano, you never buy a muscle and know the time. And then when we know the time, our lives will not be reckless. Hebrews 9:27 states clearly that it is appointed unto man to die after death, judgment. Death will come. Death will come. It scares most of us. In our Ghanaian culture, I am thank God who wants them. You know, me and you insist here, who I am thank God who wants them. But I know, me and you know, who see, see, and I insist here, and I bet you say, you be who I know, see you. Because it is the word of God that says it is appointed unto man to die once, and after death, judgment, that is going to happen. And we have no control of it. We have no control of it. And so Psalm 90 verse 12. It's a reminder of how we should live our lives. David, who had been very successful, he catched and would say, Lord, teach me to number my days. So that I will have a heart of wisdom. Lord, teach me to number my days so that I will have a heart of wisdom. If you and I, we take a pause And we say to ourselves, Lord, teach me to number my days, because our days are numbered here on earth. Lord, teach me to number my days, so that as I number my days, me we say me try thousand, maybe I cut 200. In the 200 now, I cannot. Lord, may I have a heart of wisdom, a heart of wisdom. Let's take a pause in our lives. Our actions, our inactions, are all of these things preparing us for that day? And if we take a pause and we have a reflection of our lives, and we can say to ourselves, Mene Evrade ene nam. Intene upie efine nu ye mua. Menyo yaba. Yes, your dad, your mom may be prayerful. Yesterday at the funeral, we heard very nice tribute from my own very brother, Ability. This testimony that he gave about his mom. But the truth of the matter is, on that judgment day, Emma Doris intimate and pleaded on behalf of Ability. Michael will have to know God for himself and render an account to his maker. So yes, maybe your mom is here, your mom is praying for you, your dad intercedes for you, your husband is a prayer warrior in the house. What about you? Because it's an individual affair. That is why I have to be prepared, and that is why my wife has to be prepared. And that is why our children have to be prepared. Because I will not be able to account for their actions. I have to account for my actions. And they will have to account for their actions. We shall let us prepare ourselves. There is a day coming. And we have to know that time. That time is the death, is judgment. It's Christ coming. Let us prepare ourselves. In the second Bible reading, the whole chapter talks about faith. And again, we don't even believe it, that Christ is coming. But in order for us to be steadfast, we have to have faith. So in that reading, we will be reminded of people in the Bible who had great faith. Bearing in mind that there is a time ahead of us. When we read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 16, it says we shouldn't live our lives as unwise people. We shouldn't live our lives as unwise people, but rather wise. It says, be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. People of God, these days are evil. These days are evil. And because these days are evil, we have to live our lives as people who are wise. We have to live our lives as people who are wise. The same story is depicted in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. It's very famous, very common passage. It talks about 10 virgins. Five of them were wise, and five of them, as Bible describes them, were very foolish. And the five wise virgins decided to bring extra oil. The five who were foolish just went unprepared. And so when the bride delayed, their oil ran out. When the bride came, they decided to go to town and get more oil. And by the time they came, the bride had left. Therefore, are we living our lives as people who are wise? Or we are living our lives as people who are unwise? Are we bringing extra oil for the day of judgment? Or we are just bringing or living our lives anyhow, so that when the bride comes, we are unprepared. The bride is definitely going to come. So let us prepare ourselves. Let us prepare ourselves. In our final Bible reading, it also shows preparations towards an event. We are in the middle of August. So for those of us who live here in New England, we know the weather is turning the corner. Very soon we will see the leaves falling off. Very soon the weather will become a little nippy, get a little cold, chilly in the evening. It gets a little warm, a little cold, right? These are all prelude to winter. So when we begin to see these signs, it's a reminder that it's time for you and I to, begin to go back to our closets and get our winter jackets. Go there, grab our boots, winter boots. If you have a snow plow, if you have shovels, you are looking for these things. Because August ever baby, yeah. Not September ever, but not October ever. Can even snow in October. So we get ourselves ready. But when CSC or more, and I say, Ubia, if you are Ghana about recently, the person may not know the signs. So they may probably live a reckless lifestyle because they don't know what that means. Many years ago, I worked with this guy who came from Somalia. And when he came, he smokes and all of that. And then in February, which all of us know very well, is the coldest month in the year, this guy decided to smoke outside. He was very new. He didn't know the area. And he decided to smoke. So he got outside with shorts and, a normal t-shirt. And he was outside smoking, and he decided to, take a walk in the neighborhood. Sounds very silly and very stupid for, someone who had lived here. So what can I say there? February, no one your wife so we be over share shorts. I call on none of my bones. But because he wasn't experienced in that kind of environment, he decided to, take a stroll in the neighborhood. He turned one corner, he turned another corner, by the time he realized Wayira. Oh, when you feel quite. And I said, I didn't shed in, sir, or no, intimidate, yam, and two form, Onusu intimacy because I did. I want to start here, you know. So the thing was there, and you know, he was just around the neighborhood, and people saw him, and people were like, "Ah, is this guy okay?" So he went to a house and told them, "Say, look, I'm lost. What's your address?" "I don't know." Okay. Then the neighbor said, "Well, my main friend policeman, any friend policeman, and a policeman by and said, what's your address?" I said, "I don't know." "So do you know your phone number?" I said, "Yes, I know my phone number." He gave the phone number. It was a landline. So when he gave the phone number, the police was able to trace to a house. And a policeman decided to give me a ride home. And I remember very well my friend telling me back then, I say, when we were going, the policeman said to me, he said, "Look, dude, this is February in New England. We don't wear shorts here." When says, you know, Onimu di anaya okoso. But Onimpefe said February, it's really cold. He will not even try it. So if you and I know very well that Christ is coming, why don't we prepare ourselves? Why don't we get ready? And I see a bear and we say, we'll hold a jot and just go outside and just stroll around. But if we do that, we'll find ourselves wanting. We don't know the day. We don't know the time. But we know there is a time. We know there is a time. We just don't know when. Be encouraged. Be motivated. I say, slow more na mo mu. The tithe that you are paying, the offering that you are giving, the evening prayers. Someday God will appear in his glory. And when he appears in his glory, you'll be partakers of that glory. And you'll enter into a place where the Bible says there'll be no more tears. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be happiness. If you are forced, I mean, peace, I did we want. I am just motivated. I am just encouraged. Because you are brave, I see. If you may, yes, my uncle always says, America is scared. He says, "Any, we should share blogs, no. We should share any jury." Let us not focus on the money and forget our maker. Because you cannot, you know me, you're a boss, you're a You see, in every season, like Christ, you know, be Pierre, you know, Paul, you know, him. It's men power, men power. As we walk away today, there are some few points there that I want to leave with you. One is that we have to know God for ourselves, have a personal relationship with God. Have an encounter with God. Know God for yourself. It's you personal. It's not about your mom. It's not about your dad. It's not about your siblings. Know God for yourself. And when you know God for yourself, you know his plans and his thoughts, and you'll get yourself ready. Have a renewed commitment. Have a renewed commitment. Yes, we have put our requests before the Lord for many years. God has still not answered us. We are giving up. But I encourage you this morning that do not give up. Have that renewed commitment. Have faith in the Lord. Because he who has promised, he will fulfill. So have a renewed commitment. Let us live a righteous lifestyle. As in here, Daniel. Let us live a righteous lifestyle. Righteousness has to be a lifestyle. So when others are saying that this is gray, we have to be able to say, no, this is white, because it is white. When others are saying that this is good, we have to be able to say this is evil, because it is evil. And live a righteous lifestyle. And let us be steadfast. Let us be steadfast. Let us be steadfast. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23 says, let us hold on fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Let us hold on fast. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23. Can you please project for us? Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold on fast. Let us hold. Okay, this is a different version. Unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised is faithful. For he who promised is faithful. Steadfast and not waver in our faith. So that Jesus, when you appear before your glory, when you appear in your glory, we shall be partakers of your kingdom. We thank you, King of Kings, and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen.